This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCTDALI. Well, it is hot. It is getting hot. Lot of excessive heat warnings being issued throughout the United States. The National Weather Service issues a severe heat warning, usually 12 hours before the going gets bad. And, you know, heat warnings, excessive heat warnings, the definitions actually vary a little bit. In my neck of the woods, now I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so we get hot, and we kind of get a dry heat. You know, everybody complains in Las Vegas, oh my gosh, it gets so hot, it gets up to 120 out here. Guys, come on. Man, go down to Mississippi. Go down to Alabama. Go to New York. That, when it gets humid, that's not easy. I'll take dry heat any day. So basically, the definition is where, and I gotta read this, okay? Because I gotta make this right here. It's where your heat index, which is based on the temperature and humidity, okay? We just don't look at temperature, because if you have low humidity or high humidity, that's an issue. So it's where your heat index will be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day for at least 2 days in a row. So whenever you guys watch the news and you see them show a range of numbers and they look like above 100, just expect, don't go, well, you know what, it says 102 in my area or 103, it's hot, okay? Now, at nighttime, the temperatures aren't going to really drop below 75. So that's kind of the range, like maybe a 75 to 105. Not good for those of us who are at risk for heat illness. I got allergies today, sorry. I'm a little buggery. And so my worry as a doctor is, are you guys going to get heat illness or heat exhaustion? There was one gentleman who told me that he got heat exhaustion. I go, are you sure? It sounds like you might have had a heart attack. You know, you fainted. He goes, well, the ER said it was heat exhaustion. They checked the heart. They said it was fine. A couple months later, he was dead from a heart attack. And so I think it's really important to know the definitions of what actually heat illness is. So heat illness technically is when you get, you know, sick by the heat. Right? I mean, I know it sounds like a no-brainer. But the first thing that happens when you have heat illness is you start getting cramps. That's one of the first signs. You're like, well, what's going on here? Well, it's because you're sweating, and then you're unfortunately losing a lot of your salts. And when you lose a lot of your salts, you could get kind of achy. And so if you sweat because your body's trying to cool your body down, you could get heat cramps. Now, some people will say, Dr. Wax, I'm good. I didn't sweat at all. You not sweating could be a sign of you starting to go into heat exhaustion. If you're not sweating and it's hot outside, that means you might be running out of fluid to make you sweat. And so if that's the case, now we're kind of looking at heat exhaustion. Now, heat exhaustion is where you're starting to get dehydrated. You get kind of maybe some nausea. Your heart rate may actually go up because it's trying to increase the cardiac output. You may get a little faint. And very interesting, an older person or a younger person may just be quiet. You know, so everybody's outside with the barbecue and everybody's having fun and they're like, oh, you know, grandma hasn't said anything in like an hour. And everyone's like, ooh, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. Right? If grandma's not, you know, throwing a guilt trip on us, let's just let that, or, you know, don't wake the sleeping dragon. The problem is if grandma's quiet, she could be going into heat exhaustion. All right. When somebody's just kind of tired and not really doing much out in the heat, it may already be kind of too late. And the big reason why we worry about heat exhaustion is we don't want it to go into heat stroke. So with heat exhaustion, if they're still conscious and, you know, start giving them fluids to drink. When in doubt, still call 911, you know, get some medical personnel on board, but, you know, try to get them, you know, out first, get them out of the heat, then, you know, give them things to drink, you know, whether it's cool water or Pedialyte or whatever, just, you know, Gatorade, just get them some drinks and some salts in them, no alcohol. You can put ice packs by their underarm, in their groin, things like that to kind of cool them down. The underarm and groin area seem to be pretty close, obviously, to the central part of the body. You got to be careful putting it around the neck sometimes because that could kind of affect some of the blood, some of the heartbeat. But you want to try to cool them down, but get them from the outside. All right? And then lie them down, okay, because they may get dizzy and faint. So lie the you know, if somebody is kind of like, oh, I'm a little tired, just keep them lying down on the couch. That's fine. All right. And then, you know, maybe use a fan, try to cool them down. Now, heat stroke is where we really get nervous because heat stroke is where they could be losing consciousness. If you are at all unsure, well, I don't know if this is technically cramps or stroke, just call 911. Okay. That's what they're there for and they're awesome. All right. And if somebody's going in and out of consciousness, don't try to force them to drink because they can unfortunately aspirate and get the fluid in their lungs. So just keep them cool. Sometimes you have to remove some of the clothing, try to cool them down again with cool compresses until medical personnel arrive. Keep in mind you got dogs and kitty cats also that may accidentally get stuck outside. Keep an eye on them, okay? They're people too. They're our animals. So make sure they're inside. Watch out for your older people and, you know, younger ones. But now, the big question I get is, my air conditioning's out. And luck of the draw, it happened in June or July. That's exactly what happens. If your air conditioning is going to poop out, it's not going to poop out in December because your air conditioning's not on in December. So what happens is you start cranking up the air conditioning, and then all of a sudden you find, oh, it's out. So then you try to call an air conditioning repair person, and they're booked for 2-3 weeks. So if you think you have a crappy air conditioning system that hasn't been checked on, you might as well give it a checkup now before things get bad. If you lose your air conditioning, you may have to just leave and go to a friend's, hang out there. My house is already booked, all right? I have, like, 2 spare bedrooms. I only have 1 spare bedroom, but I'll turn my room into a spare bedroom for anybody, especially if you're a firefighter. Anyway, I already have it booked because there's always people that lose their air conditioning, so I have to kind of save it for them because they don't listen to me. Close your curtains. Like right now, when you go outside or when you go to work, close the curtains. Try to conserve and have less heat come into play. Don't turn the air conditioning off when you leave and then turn it back on when you come home. It's better to just maybe keep it at 75, even 78, just to have some baseline coolness. You're probably not going to get heat stroke or heat illness at 78 degrees. Yeah, a lot of us like it in the 60s, but if you're worried that you're going to poop your air conditioning unit out, do that. And then make sure you have plenty of fluids. Maybe don't cook, you know, in the heat of day. And, you know, try to do a lot of activities at night. All right, I hope that helps. I taught you guys something. Be safe out there in the heat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of people, they have their panties all up in a bunch because of what happened with Pfizer and Enbrel. Did you guys hear about what this is? This is really, really significant. And it made a lot of headlines. I was in New York at Talkers Magazine Convention, which was awesome. Shout out to Michael Harrison, Matt Harrison, Barbara, all the crew out there, Kevin Casey, Mike Kiss, all the crew out there in New York for making Talkers Magazine Conference one of the best ever. It was fantastic. But, so I didn't really get to talk to you guys about this last week. But basically what happened is Pfizer, actually one of my favorite pharmaceutical companies in terms of their drugs. Pfizer came out with Z-Pak and Viagra and Lipitor and Norvasc, some of the most commonly, you know, used medications, Zoloft, were by Pfizer. Pfizer had, especially in the 90s, won a hell of a reputation for making some real damn good drugs. And they also have the drug Enbrel. Now, Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L, is an anti-inflammatory drug used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. And apparently, in 2015, they had discovered that those on Enbrel for rheumatoid arthritis seem to have a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, an investigative report released by the Washington Post last week said that the company chose not to pursue any further investigation of this amazing finding and decided not to release their findings. Now, apparently Pfizer uncovered this, not side effect, but this surprise benefit when they analyzed hundreds of thousands of insurance claims. Company documents obtained by Washington Post said Enbrel could potentially safely prevent, treat, and slow progression of Alzheimer's disease. However, determining if that is really the case, and if that could really be marketable and a pill created, would require an $80 million clinical trial. So it looked like Pfizer had an internal debate, according to this investigation, and Pfizer decided against moving forward, even though researchers from the company's Division of Inflammation and Immunology said you should do this. So Pfizer decided to go, you know what, now we're not going to go there. And they also didn't announce this because other companies could then take it and run with it. So this has been revealed, and people are pretty ticked off that we might have had a potential medication that could slow down Alzheimer's, one of the most common neurodegenerative forms of dementia that we have, and Pfizer kept mum. Now, we'll play devil's advocate, right? But people are ticked. So the stories and the headlines that were out last week was Pfizer knew they had something, and they decided to squash. I mean, people are really, really ripping them a new one for this. Squash the data and not allow other people to run with it for the sake of science. Now, their official stance is that, well, the trials weren't likely to succeed because the molecules of the drug are too large to reach the brain. And then why didn't they let other, you know, pharmaceutical companies run with it? They said that they didn't want to send researchers down a dead-end path. So now the big debate is, did Pfizer have ethical responsibilities to release this information to the scientific community? So we get 500,000 new diagnoses of Alzheimer's a year, according to beingpatient.com. And so some people say, yeah, they should release the findings. Others say, well, you don't have to disclose everything. So now people are accusing Pfizer of not pursuing the clinical trial because Enbrel's patent would be expiring. Now, Enbrel has a 20-year patent, and it now has ended. So now there could be generic versions of the drug. And so there's no real financial incentive for Pfizer to pursue more clinical trials if they're not going to be making money from that. So if Enbrel is losing patent and it's going to be generic, they would basically be studying Enbrel and Alzheimer's for somebody else to make all the money. And again, I'm not trying to defend them, but according to anonymous Pfizer executives, they told the Washington Post that the clinical trial made no business sense. It probably was high risk, very costly, very long-term drug development that was off strategy. Now, remember, Alzheimer's research has had failure after failure after failure. So if your job is on the line, and you're the one that has to make the decision for allowing Pfizer allowing your company to start an $80 million drug trial, and every Alzheimer's drug recently tried has failed, and you already can see potential problems, you're going to probably say no. But then, the big question people have is, okay, well, if you didn't want to pursue it, that's okay, but you should have told other people. Well, so here's the thing, okay? Let's say some of you guys take Wellbutrin. Let's say there's a study on Wellbutrin, and Wellbutrin is a medicine for depression. And I prescribed it for people that have lack of energy. I prescribed it for people with attention deficit disorder that didn't want to be on the stimulants. And it worked really, really nicely. But let's say you're doing a study, and you're finding that a lot of people on Wellbutrin have anorexia. Their appetite goes down. And you're like, well, that's interesting. 60% of these people didn't get hungry. Because a lot of antidepressant medications, you gain weight. But let's say you notice that on Wellbutrin, you don't gain weight. 60% of them lost weight. Are you required to stop everything and now market it as a weight loss drug? Are you supposed to tell the world, you know what, this could be a weight loss drug? No. You get in trouble. You get in big trouble. See, Pfizer's not going to get in trouble with this because the FDA is very strict about what you're allowed to market a drug for and advertise and promote what it could do. If there's a side effect, you have to list it. You even have to say it on, you have to even bring it up on your commercial as a side effect. But you don't necessarily have to share your hard-earned research. Now, this kind of strikes a chord because any of us that have had family members with Alzheimer's like Pfizer, come on. If your drug could potentially help fight Alzheimer's, wow. But I as a doctor understand that, you know what? There might have been a side effect to this. Although, so here's an example of a surprisingly side effect. We find that a lot of people who smoke tobacco don't seem to have as many flare-ups of ulcerative colitis, or they don't seem to come down with Parkinson's as much as other non-smokers. And Parkinson's is also a very common neurodegenerative disorder. But does that mean we're allowed to urge people to go and smoke? No. So is this a lot of, you know, is this just, you know, some anti-pharma propaganda? Or do we have an issue where if a pharmaceutical company finds something that could be really clinically significant and something that might save lives, are they required to share that information? So the problem pharmaceutical companies have is you can't force them to advertise against themselves. You can't force them to help their competitors. A lot of government is trying to. They do that with big tobacco. But if you have a company that's trying to make drugs, and trust me, people with rheumatoid arthritis are very grateful to Pfizer and Enbrel. It's a pretty good drug. But Alzheimer's is more than twice as common in people with RA. This is a study found in 2016. So somebody does need to study this. It's just if Pfizer put in a lot of time and money, do they get credit? Are we going to then force pharmaceutical companies to study something just so they don't lose the quan? So as you can see, it's a little bit more complex than them having knowledge and not wishing to share it. But it is significant, and it would have been cool if they did. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Your life and stay your moment. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is celebrating the 4th of July with 44 new citizens.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who was an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. Independence Day celebrations are happening today at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The president is set to address the crowd at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, some Democrats are saying the president is making this event too political and not more about our country, to which White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
"That's absolutely ridiculous. This is all about a salute to America."
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. It's Jason and Daniel. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I forgot to, they both sound really similar because they're both so cute and they're so cuddly. So, anyway, they're both there. Okay. So, measles. Measles cases now have hit over 1,000 right now in the U.S. I'm not sure where mumps is at. I think mumps is at 700-800. Hepatitis A, I think, is at 1,200. I need to double check. Chickenpox has been making a comeback. A lot of people are blaming the anti-vaxxers, but we're finding that some of these cases are actually in people who were vaccinated. Just a quick aside, I do telemedicine. And I had a mom that called in saying that her daughter appears to have chickenpox, and her son was just diagnosed with chickenpox. You know, and I go, you know, did you vaccinate? She goes, of course we did. Yeah, we vaccinated. Then I guess they came down with chickenpox. And she said the doctor was surprised, too, because they were vaccinated. And I go, this is exactly what the news needs to be broadcasting and needs to be, you know, informing us. How many of these cases are happening in vaccinated individuals? Parents would really like to know. You know, it's funny. There's a headline talking about how New York is grappling with the lies from anti-vaxxers. Okay, stop right there. Now, mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. Very, very pro-vaccine. But look at how headlines from major news articles are trying to destroy these people who may not really be anti-vaxxers. You know, once you start to bully, you're going to force people to take a side. And what people don't realize that I get to see as a doctor is the quote-unquote anti-vaccine movement is very small compared to the amount of people that are hesitant on vaccines. And this isn't black or white. There are very, very shades of gray, 50 shades of gray when it comes to vaccines. The average parent is pro-vaccine. The average parent is pro-vaccine. But they are a little bit wary on the numbers that their kids have to have and on potential side effects. That's where the average falls. Then you have some or a good number that are like, oh, I don't care. You know, it's worth the side effect. Just whatever. Give it to my kid. Any vaccine, anytime there's a new vaccine, sign my kid up. You don't have a lot of those parents say that, but you do. Then you have the next group, which is a very, very common group, going, yeah, okay, I'm going to vaccinate, but I'm really not interested in doing five at once. And I'd really like my kids to be just a little older and able to talk so I know that they have their communication skills down in case something happened. I'd like to wait a little bit, and I'm not saying that's good. Trust me, the last thing you want is your child getting illness because they're too young and they haven't been vaccinated yet. I mean, we try to vaccinate as quickly as possible so their immune system can start building these antibodies early. But you do have a lot of parents out there going, look, I'm pro-vaccine, but I just want to wait till my kid can talk and my kid's a little, you know, is able to then tell me side effects they're having and I'm able to kind of know more about what could be happening to my kid if my kid starts to have an issue with it. Then you have a group of parents who are, all right, I like vaccines. I know vaccines save lives. I just think we have too many. And I only want to vaccinate my kids against the ones that I really think could kill them. You have those parents out there. Then you have a group of parents that say, look, I think I like vaccines. I'll go with it if I have to. But I really want my child becoming naturally immune to some of these. Now we have to educate them that, you know, natural immunity, you know, is a definite benefit, but it isn't a guarantee. And like with chickenpox, if you get chickenpox and you're more at risk for shingles later, they do have a study coming out where if you do get the chickenpox vaccine, you are less likely to get shingles, but you can still get shingles. So you have some parents going, you know what, the body was built a certain way. The body makes natural, you know, antibodies. I'd like my child to get the illnesses that God and nature have out there and let my child build up a natural immunity. Now, some of you go, oh, that's crazy, that's crazy. But then again, we're the same parents as doctors who are pro-vaccine say, let your kid play outside a little bit. Don't have him live in a bubble. So we all are for natural immunity. But when it comes to vaccines, the majority of us are like, just get the vaccine. So you have some parents going, well, you know, we let our kids play outside. You know, why can't our kid, you know, also get exposed to some of these normal childhood illnesses to gain an immunity. And then you have the group of parents that are like, these are bad. These vaccines can kill. I don't want my child getting anything from the government. I don't trust the government. But you see, that select group is small. Most of the parents fall under a whole variety of other areas. And so, you're not going to convince somebody by making them look evil. Now, what's going on with measles? We're over 1,000 people now. CDC reported that there's been 1,022 cases in 28 states. That marks a 41% increase, 41 cases this last week. Now we see measles in more than half the states. Idaho, New Mexico, Virginia, Maine. Okay. The new total has hit 1,000 cases, which where measles was eradicated basically in the U.S. by the year 2000. The majority of the cases have been limited to small numbers of populated areas, but now they're starting to be very, very careful about saying that they were unvaccinated individuals. We are desperately waiting for numbers from the CDC or from the health departments telling us how many of these measles cases are unvaccinated individuals. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, we're going to be open to the anti-vaccine movement. Okay? People who don't vaccinate can harbor and spread disease to vaccinated people because the virus has a chance to mutate. And you don't want, if measles is eradicated from the U.S., it's not going to be mutated and infect. So the idea that an unvaccinated individual started this measles outbreak is not that far off. That could be fairly accurate. And that's what they believe. They believe ground zero or person zero was unvaccinated, had gone to Israel and came back. They believe that. They can't prove it, but they believe that's what happened. The only thing is for those of us that go, well, we're vaccinated, we're good. No, that's not the conversation we should be having. Vaccines are not 100%. And so when I saw that family where there were a couple kids with chicken pox and mom's like, I swear to God, I'm vaccinated. You know, because these moms are afraid the Child Protective Services is going to come in and take the kid away. Remember there was that family where the kid got the mumps and the parents were lucky enough to get to the news going, we vaccinated. We vaccinated our kid, but he still got the mumps. These are the stories we need. Because then we need to know if our vaccine is worthless. If we need to know if there's a new strain going around. We need to know what we're exactly dealing with. And yes, groups of unvaccinated individuals can, unfortunately, harbor a disease that can grow and mutate and then affect others. But please be careful about yelling and screaming about, you know, anti-vaxxers being liars and things like that, because you have a lot of people concerned. And then, you know, how many parents are ticked that they took their child in for vaccines and then they still got the illness? So we have a lot of explaining to do. We have a lot of education to do. And we still have a lot more convincing to do. But if you start to bully people, they won't want to be convinced or educated. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this week will mark the 25-year tragic anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. And so you're going to see O.J. Simpson a lot in the news. And he has been interviewed recently. And he told the Associated Press that he is happy living in Las Vegas and he's healthy. And he's in a phase called the no negative zone. As you know, a few years back, he was released from jail in northern Nevada. And I believe he was in northern Nevada. And he moved to Las Vegas. He's about a mile or two away from where I live. And my kids see him all the time, you know, in like, you know, areas around town where, you know, we could eat and shop and things like that. And it's just, I mean, you know, in Vegas, when you live in Las Vegas, you got good schools, you got great parks, you got a lot of churches and temples and mosques and a lot of religion. We have a lot of, you know, libraries and things like that. We have a lot of arts, a lot of great restaurants, a lot of things to do. But you do have a lot of star sightings. We have a lot of people that live out here. We also have a lot of ex-stars or ex-celebrities. I don't want to say ex because they're always kind of celebrities, but it's a lot cheaper to live here than California. So a lot of them come here, they're able to buy a house for cash and still live a fairly nice lifestyle even though they're not still in the movies or TV shows, etc. Or play football for the Bills. So Simpson told the Associated Press in an interview that neither he nor his children want to look back by talking about June 12, 1984. That's when his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman were killed. Simpson, of course, was tried for that, and he was acquitted. We aren't going to go too much into the details of what happened in the 90s. I don't remember much of the 90s because I was in medical school, and doing 36-hour shifts, you get pretty busy. But I do remember the O.J. Simpson trials going on and on and on. I also remember the Bronco chase. But Simpson says, 25 years later, we don't need to go back and relive the worst day of our lives. The subject of the moment is the subject I will never revisit again. My family and I have moved on to what we call the no-negative zone. We focus on the positives. And you see him sitting in his house. You see his football, Heisman Trophy. You see, you know, some jerseys and, you know, and he's sitting there looking all comfortable and happy. He's been trying to keep a low profile. Friends and family say, you know, he, you know, travels with a bodyguard, obviously, has a driver, you know, and yeah, it's, you know, he will never be able to kind of walk down the streets without being, you know, without his past being brought up. He was in prison not for Nicole Brown Simpson murder, Ron Goldman murder, but he had served 9 years in a prison for a robbery kidnapping conviction. He continues to believe his conviction and sentence for trying to steal back his own memorabilia was unfair. He says, I believe in the legal system and I honored it. I served my time. So apparently he had memorabilia that was allegedly stolen and he went back with a few people to get it. And was in Lovelock, Nevada. So after his release, they expect him to go back to Florida because that's where he had lived for several years after the case, after the original case, but friends in Las Vegas persuaded him to stay. And he said he's glad he did. The town has been good to me. Everybody I meet seems to be apologizing for what happened to me here. His time in the city hasn't been without controversy. Of course, as you know, a month after his release, he went to a steakhouse and lounge at the Cosmopolitan Resort. That ended in dispute, and he was ordered off the property and prohibited from returning. So getting banned from a hotel restaurant is kind of a big deal out here in Vegas. Right? And if you're like, well, just one restaurant, yeah, you don't understand. You know, I mean, when you get banned, it's not, yeah, you get banned. But he's laid low. You will see him in restaurants, athletic events, he plays golf every day. He's a member of the retired guys who compete with each other on the golf course. And he, seems happy. He's close to his children, other relatives. His parole officer gives him permission to take short trips to Florida. This way he can see his children, Justin and Sydney. They're in real estate. His older daughter, Arnell, lives with him much of the time, commutes to L.A. He says, I've been to Florida 2-3 times to see the kids and my old buddies in Miami. I even managed to play a game of golf with them, but I live in a town I've learned to love. Life is fun. He also sees relatives in Louisiana. And, happy. So, you know, when you remember back, this O.J. Simpson trial, wow, it was probably, I mean, I almost wish I studied it as more and watched it as more as other people. But from what I understand, for lawyers, this was like, it was like a golden chest of goodies when it comes to, you know, all the, you know, legal intricacies that happen. As you know, Simpson had pleaded 100% not guilty on July 22nd, 1994. Jury was sworn in on November 9th, 1994. But then opening statements didn't start until January 1995. Verdict wasn't read till October 1995. So we're talking 10 months. The trial cost the city of Los Angeles at the time $10 million. Judge Ito was the judge presiding. I remember on The Tonight Show, I believe it was The Tonight Show, they had the dancing Judge Itos. So there were a bunch of people that looked like Judge Ito who were dancing. I mean, it really became a circus. District Attorney Marsha Clark opened with the trial of blood from Bundy through his own Ford Bronco and into the house of Rockingham is a devastating proof of his guilt. You thought that this would be a slam dunk. Mark Furman was the detective who first spotted a blood spatter glove outside Simpson's estate. And it looked like one found near the bodies. But Mark Furman had a history of using racist language, had boasted about beating up suspects, and so defense was able to really demean and diminish his credibility and his character. And Johnny Cochran, who has, I believe, since died of lung cancer, and Kardashian, who has died of esophageal cancer, there's definitely been, unfortunately, a lot of you know, drama post the O.J. Simpson trial. Johnny Cochran was able to dismantle the jurors' trust in seemingly irrefutable DNA. And one of the things that was cited is the thing that saved O.J. Simpson was that glove. If the glove doesn't fit, acquit, or whatever. If the glove don't fit, acquit. And so he was able to get O.J. Simpson off. So O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. Apparently O.J. Simpson had met Nicole Brown in 77, divorced his first wife Marguerite in 1979. So he and Nicole Brown Simpson married in 85. Then Sidney was born 8 months later. Justin was born in 88. And Nicole had called the police multiple times, saying you never do anything. You come out, you've been here 8 times, and you never do anything about him. And Nicole would call the police multiple times saying Simpson would beat her. There were pictures, etc. And then on 89, Simpson was sentenced to 24 months probation, ordered to perform 120 hours of community service, pay fines solely $470, was supposed to be attending counseling for domestic violence. Nicole moves out with the kids, February 1992. She got child support, I think a lump sum of $433,000 plus $10,000 a month. She buys a condo on Bundy Drive in Brentwood, moves to her new place. She says Simpson kept threatening her. According to prosecutors, O.J. would stand outside and look through the window multiple times. Then, unfortunately, she had gone to a restaurant. Her friend Ron Goldman came back to bring the glasses that she left. That was a fateful night for both of them. All right, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.